I'm getting the shit beat out of me on the phones, by the way, today.
Good afternoon, Premier.
Yeah, hi, is Don in?
Speaking.
Hey, Don, this is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Doing all right. Is now no good time?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just wanted to reach out to you real quick. So I'm not sure the conversations you had with the sales rep here. Our goal is not to provide a refinance of a line of credit. Did the rep tell you that by any chance? We always like to make sure, you know, people are getting the right information.
Well, I don't know that he told me that. No, he didn't. He asked me what we were going to use it for. I told him, and that didn't sound like it was a problem.
I mean, those are very, very, lines of credit are very, very hard to get approved, and they usually come with the condition you do banking with that institution. We're not a business bank in the sense of a deposit holding institution. We're not FDIC insured. So what we typically offer is additional funding for business owners, not a replacement for factoring or a line of credit. The big advantage is a lot of customers come to us, either they have a need or an opportunity, or they're not getting enough money from their financial institution, and that's where we fill the gaps. It's a supplementary product. I would like to give you some details on what I think we could provide. If you're interested, we can hold the approval open for a week, you know, should that need come up. Do you have a pen handy?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and keep in mind, this is a much higher risk loan, because even though we put a UCC filing on your business, if you have a blanket lien, let alone a bank threatening to take your assets, this is truly a higher risk product because we're securing it on cash flow, with that first position being there. You know, a blanket lien on top of a blanket lien, the first blanket lien comes first. So we have a $250,000 approval, which is quite large, just, you know, in this industry. Working capital loans usually top off at about $100,000. So we can approve you up to $250,000 on the company you applied for, Premier Rack Solutions. I would, like I said before, if you do a 6-month loan, it will enable you to borrow money, more money within about 3 months. If you do an 18-month loan, you can borrow the money on a much quicker basis. It's not a balloon payment loan. That's what you currently have or what you're considering, correct?
Yes.
And that kind of kicks the can down the road, which is fine. Our loans are taken to term. So if you do a 6-month loan, once you're 3 months in and you want to apply for more funding, that other loan is paid off. So you're not having to, like, you know, lose sleep at night based on having a balloon payment. I reviewed briefly your bank statements on the other account. Can I promise you anything that would get approved under that business? No, it's not allowed. Can I tell you what I think you'll get approved? Yeah, absolutely, based on my, you know, my experience. That business does more revenue. That does close to $500,000 a month. And so you've got, it just seems to be 1 month is, you know, $500,000, March is $50,000, and then January is $30,000. So I guess the question is, why are the bank statements so volatile on that account? Is it big jobs? Because it seems to be very different each month.
Big jobs, you know, one month having, you know, where we're doing quite a bit of work for someone, another month where we're not. Again, everything we're doing with retail is cyclical.
Okay. So, yeah, you can't control the future, right?
That's true. I wish I could.
You know, I would tell you that the cool thing for you, it's kind of you're in the right time, the right place. You just had a really big month. And so traditionally what we do is we average out either the last 3 to 6 months. But based on my experience, you know, you held healthy balances. So I would expect us to give that business anywhere between 150 to 500 or 150 to 400. That's a really big gap because I don't know. I think the most important thing is making sure the first product works for you. So we do have you approved for 250. I can try to get more. But one thing I want to kind of reiterate here is this product is not meant replace your current line of credit. It's to supplement it. I think, you know, the way you want to play it is completely your choice. We could give you the money tomorrow, on Monday, I'm sorry, or you could refinance your loan and then get money from us, because if you're, you know, paying $200,000 down, I assume you'll need some additional capital. We're here to help in any way possible, but we're not here to refinance your current loan. That's not going to be time efficient, I think, for your business, and I don't want to promise you something we can't provide.
So if we did this over 6 months, what are the monthly payments?
So the way this loan is paid back is this what's called a micro payment. Since this is a cash flow based loan, you have the choice typically of daily payments or weekly payments. There's no advantage either. It really just depends on what makes you the most comfortable. and then you can decide what you'd like to do. So just, you know, in terms of the fees on this $250,000 loan, there is a 2.5% origination fee. So if you did $250,000 your first time out, your fee would be $6,250. So you would net $250, or your business would net $250 minus $6,250. So you're looking at a total loan amount of $237,500. And I can give you the payback on kind of both 6 months and 18 months, and then we can work backwards from there and give you a few different options. So let's just say you do $250 over, you said 6 months, correct?
Right.
Okay. So if you did $250, your payback is going to be $295 over 6 months. And if you did a daily payment, the daily payment is going to be $2341. If you do a weekly payment, it would be $11,346. Same cost, just 26 weeks. I'm also going to give you the longest term so you can see the difference. If you did $250,000 over the longest term, which in this case is 18 months, your payback would be $350. And your, if you decided to do it on a daily basis, your daily payment would be $925. And let's just say you wanted to do a weekly basis, that's 78 weeks, it'd be $4487. One of the nicest things about our loan product is it's very unique in that there's interest forgiveness on a renewal. And what that means, and it's included in documents, let's say you do a six-month loan for your business and you come back to Bank of Cardiff and you say, hey, look, I've been paying you guys over 3 months. I don't want to prepay. I want more money, but I don't want to have all that interest tagged on. If you do a renewal with our company, you qualify and you fund. You basically take one loan, you pay off the remainder. So let me give you an idea. Let's say you borrow $250,000, you come back in 3 months, and let's say you get a higher loan amount. Let's say it's $400,000. Well, you're going to have to pay off your current balance. But we don't do any rollover of interest. We actually forgive all the remaining interest if you do a renewal, which is a very custom way of looking at things. The industry standard is actually to roll over all, if not the majority of the remaining interest, whereas our program is a complete interest forgiveness if you refinance with us on this program.
I have to put, again, my concern now is, sure, the 200 grand that we got to give Union Bank to get refinanced.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the way that I would play it. We're going to put a UCC, a blanket lien on the business, to protect our interest, to make sure you don't get multiple loans. I'd rather give you information and scare you away. I'm not in sales, so I don't have this impetus to actually, you know, sweet talk you. It could throw a wrench in your plans if you take a loan from us, but who knows why. Your bank seems to be quite aggressive from what you're saying. You could refinance your loan and then get funding from us. You could not refinance and get funding from us. What we're offering is additional funding without having access to your checking account and your banking relationship in a quick manner. And the good thing about this is it's ready to fund. So you're not going to have to send me all your financials. You're not going to have to do an audit. We're not going to send a site inspector out to your location. We're not going to have you do interviews. We could put this money into your account via wire by Monday morning.
For 25% interest.
The payback, it's a rate factor. So the payback over 6 months is a 118. So if you did a loan at 6 months, it's a 118. If you do a loan at 12 months, it's a 132. And if you do a loan at 18 months, it's a 140. Now, those numbers are kind of scary, but to be frank with you, in our industry, and we're not trying to be, you know, we're not trying to not value your business, there's risk involved in these transactions. This is a cash loan, and so there are costs to it. The fact that we do an interest forgiveness on a renewal, I can tell you quite confidently, I've been in the industry 9 years, this is a very solid product that a lot of my legacy customers use because it's structured in a way that's very friendly to customers.
Well, again, I got to take a little bit of time to look at it a little bit closer.
Oh, absolutely. It's $250,000. It's something where you want to digest and see what's available for you. My goal is just to give you that. And look, we'd love to form a relationship. We do equipment financing. Right now, you're not looking for any equipment, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I mean, we could explore some other options, I think, but I don't want to insult you and say, hey, here's a really cheap rate, and I'm going to give you $50,000 or $75,000. I'd rather give you something that's significant that can actually help your business.
And I'll tell you what has turned me off from the whole experience is when I talked to Matthew, he's talking 10 to 15% of our annual sale.
Well, what are your annual sales right now?
Last year was 5.6. The year before was 14 million.
Well, I can give you some avenues, and if you want to explore that, that's fine. So let me give you some avenues. So you're at 5.4 million, and like I said, I'm not here to beat you up. We do 10 to 15% of gross sales. I've even seen approvals that are 20%, but I can also give you some information. Once you go above $100,000, it's not a kind of, if we give you $100,000, even if your business doesn't go well, you'll probably pay it to protect your credit, correct?
Correct.
If you go up to $200,000, sometimes it's applicable. But once you go above $250,000, we're going to ask you a lot of questions. And the reason we're going to ask you a lot of questions, do a lot of underwriting, is just because someone has good credit, when you talk about lending that amount of money, it doesn't matter how good someone's credit score is. Now, if you want more money, I can do a very intensive underwriting process for you. It's a lot of information we'll ask you. We'll ask you for audit. We'll ask you for financials. We'll do a merchant interview. You might provide a lot of paperwork. And truth be told, some of our programs, we can have you sign documents. Once it gets into funding, it can fall apart. And the reason is we have to be very, very confident on what's going on. This is not a Band-Aid solution, but this is a lot less invasive. And so we can go up to $250,000 without this formal review. The only stipulations I see on your approval are a full tax return, which seems like we already have, so I don't see that being an issue, and an online checkout, which means you go online, you verify your identity, and the loan funds. I'm sorry, no, you have two signers, so we'd actually need signed physical documents via fax or email. But we can go higher, but just keep in mind, it can be very, very invasive, and the last thing I want to do is give you an invasive product or offer that to you when you've got, something kind of going on with your bank. Because on that program, we could actually talk to your bank and cause you more harm than good.
Yeah. Well, it's the old adage. If you owe the bank $100,000, they owe you. They own you. If you owe the bank $1 million, you own the bank.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is, and there's no, what I would tell customers is this. When you are used to getting a line of credit at 4 or 6%, sometimes there's needs, and sometimes there's a speed of needs. Like I said, I could get these funds into your account by Monday. Full disclosure, there's a UCC filing. Your bank might be used that as a reason to take away your loan. But we're trying to offer you a solution and not say, hey, pay down all this money and then we'll talk. I'm actually coming to you with a solution that says, here's $250,000. You can put it into your account. It goes under your business credit, not your personal credit. And we'd love to do some business with you. The only real differences are that if you want to borrow more money quickly, you should probably go to a 6-month term or a 7-month term or maybe at most a 9-month, because that will allow you to borrow more money very, very quickly. But if you just want to keep your payments very, very low, then you can do an 18-month loan. We're trying not to pigeonhole you. We're trying to provide you solutions that I think are very fair and adequate. And if you go about $250,000, yes, we will talk to your bank, and that might not be the route to go.
That is true.
Yeah. And then, by the way, the reason I say that is we had a client that came in. They have $1 million loan, okay? And we told the customer, real talk, we said, hey, if you go down this road, they had multiple businesses. We can underwrite each business individually, and they were adamant. They were adamant that they would do the loan their way. Guess what happened?
Got me.
Well, they wanted to do it their way. They wanted to do a big loan. They didn't listen to the rep. What do you think happened when we talked to their bank?
Their bank pulled their loans.
Well, they had pissed off the wrong person at their bank. That person was a person, and they did not, and for a lot of different reasons, they were not seeing eye to eye. I've seen banks, we've had transactions in funding where customers come to us with a bank account, pissed off their bank, and their bank has told them, we are going to reject any wire that comes into the account. That's how much, no joke, we see this all the time, and everyone's hands are tied. And so my job sometimes is to give is to educate customers and give them an idea. Can I go about, can I give you a $500,000 loan? Yeah, I could probably give you more by combining all the businesses, but based on what you're telling me, I think it's an idea that would potentially, let me be blunt, it would piss you off and not solve any problems. I think this is a much better program based on what you're telling me.
All right. Mike and I will have a discussion over the weekend.
Yeah, take your time. I'm here to answer any questions, and hopefully we can do some business with you guys.
Okie doke.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.